While the candidates for vice president have the political spotlight, the highest office in the land was a topic on Capitol Hill. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard from proponents of several bills that would allow a naturalized U.S. citizen to serve as president. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger became a U.S. citizen 21 years ago at age 36. Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, born Canadian, was naturalized 24 years ago at a more tender age, 21. Both are shining stars in their parties and would seem likely future candidates for president or vice president. But the Founding Fathers put a clause in the Constitution restricting the presidency to natural-born citizens. Oklahoma Republican Senator Don Nichols told today's hearing that most people assume only foreigners are affected by that provision.
However, many Americans would probably be surprised to learn that a constitutional question remains to whether a child born abroad to U.S. citizens serving in the military or serving in a government post are clearly, indisputably eligible to seek the highest office in our land.
Nichols proposed that Congress simply define natural-born citizens to include all those born to or adopted by U.S. citizens. But California House Republican Daryl Issa, who bankrolled the recall petitions that helped Schwarzenegger become governor, warned only a change in the Constitution will do.
Any law that we pass here is open to challenge at the Supreme Court. So we could pass a law today allowing someone to be president that previously was in doubt. That would include, obviously, those born abroad of U.S. citizens, such as Senator McCain, who was born in an area that is no longer the United States. It was the United States when he was born, the Panama Canal District. Today it isn't.
ISA proposes allowing naturalized citizens who've lived in the U.S. at least 14 years to be eligible for the presidency. Others say it should be 20 years. Setting the bar still higher, Heritage Foundation's Matthew Spaulding argued that requiring a 35-year residency would guarantee a strong attachment to American society.
It's not the physical notion of being born here, but it's the idea that you are attached from birth. You know no other allegiance.
But John Yenger of Syracuse University told the panel the Supreme Court could simply rule the natural-born requirement unconstitutional. That is, if the court were to closely interpret the language of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause.
It makes the Constitution consistent. The 14th Amendment doesn't just say born, it says born and naturalized in the United States. It says very clearly we should not treat people who are naturalized any differently. It's right in the Constitution. It contradicts this provision.
Allowing naturalized citizens to run for president would most likely require a lengthy constitutional amendment process. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein said she's reluctant to pursue such a change.
Coming from the state of the person that is now governor, who was generally at least accorded the popularity of this, I've never had anybody approach me and say, oh, you must do this, you know, it is so important.
There are 12.8 million naturalized Americans today, but that number is expected to grow dramatically in the near future, along with the pressure to let the foreign-born run for any office, including the presidency. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.